Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Lex de Azevedo on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with My Guy. I started this show off with John Avery and Shadows in the Moonlight. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you for another edition and another week of Smooth, Relaxing and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. And always a pleasure to be with you when we can be with you, which is just regularly, actually. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Instead of making things up and not making sense, let's talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to be celebrated, or something like that. And starting with January 30th, it's National Croissant Day. Now, I can't say that in the perfect French accent, but it's a flaky, buttery celebration, best enjoyed with crumbs everywhere because that's how they end up. Yeah. It's also National Escape Day, meaning encouraging a break from routine, even if it's just a mental one. It's also School Day of Nonviolence and Peace, promoting peace, tolerance, and understanding in schools. So those are the things you should celebrate on January 30th. January 31st is National Hot Chocolate Day, a winter classic with cocoa, marshmallows, and no regrets. National Backward Day, do things backwards, or at least pretend to. Dress backwards. That would be funny when you had to go to the bathroom. Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. A reminder to enjoy or create art in any form. So there you go. Let's see. February 1st is National Freedom Day, commemorating the signing of the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery. It's also National Dark Chocolate Day. It's slightly healthier and it finally gets its due. Yeah. Change Your Password Day, a practical nudge to tighten digital security. Change your password on your accounts and stuff. February 2nd, of course, is Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil weighs in on winter's fate and his groundhog pals around the country as well. Not just here in Jefferson County, Pennsylvania, which is the home of Punxsutawney. National Tater Tot Day, bite-sized potato perfection earns its spotlight. It's also Candlemas, which is observed as the traditional day marking the midpoint between winter and spring, which is very true. February 3rd is National Carrot Cake Day, proof that vegetables can absolutely be dessert. Mm-hmm. It's also Feed the Birds Day, encouraging backyard birds through the cold months. National Missing Persons Day raises awareness for missing individuals and their families. February 4th is National Homemade Soup Day. Now, that's a good day to have. A warm, comforting reason to simmer something wonderful. It's also National Thank a Mail Carrier Day because they don't get enough appreciation. They all get complaints, I think. A chance to appreciate those folks who brave all weather. And World Cancer Day, observed in the U.S., at least, raises awareness and supports prevention and treatment efforts. Then February 5th is National Chocolate Fondue Day. Melt chocolate, dip everything, call it classy. National Weather Person's Day honors meteorologists who keep explaining why this keeps happening. And finally, it's National, let's try to be a little more adult about this. It's National Flatulence Day. That needs no explanation, and I think that's every day anyway, I think. Well, there's nothing like almost being in love. Here's Ronnie Aldridge on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Simon Park there and Break My Stride. Before that, we had the Al Capps Orchestra doing Mellow Yellow, the Donovan tune that's so famous. Sven Lebeck in there with Here You Come Again. Sid Dale in the orchestra with a very special love song. And Ronnie Aldridge, Almost Like Being in Love. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with a cat meowing in the background. I'm sorry for that, but that's just the way it is. And you're listening on Tube City Online Radio or WRCT in Pittsburgh. And it's good to be with you, even though sometimes I get a little choked up. So it seems. Here's a song kind of appropriate for the time of year. The summer knows it's too cold. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Tree.
ABBA on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. So named ABBA because that is the first letter of the four singers' names. Two A's and two B's, and you put it together and it's ABBA. So there you go. I Have a Dream here on SRE. And before that, we had Henry Mancini with Apollo 100's Joy, which was based on J.S. Bach's Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Then we also had Nori Paramore in there with Could It Be Magic and Paul Marriott with The Summer Knows. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Miami. More than a decade after she vanished, a brown and white dog named Buttercup was joyfully reunited with her family thanks to a tiny microchip. Animal shelter workers in Miami-Dade County scanned the chip and tracked down the original owners, who had long assumed that Buttercup was lost for good. The dog had been brought in by a Good Samaritan who found her wandering. Family members wept as Buttercup eagerly sniffed every familiar corner in the backyard. Volunteers shared treats and pats, and while neighbors marveled that a decade of doggone days ended with such a tail-wagging finale. Officials urged pet owners to microchip their animals, calling it the a fuzzy friend finder. Yeah, that was easy to say. Belmar, New Jersey is next. A long-lost class ring belonging to a Nebraska woman. This was found in New Jersey, was unearthed on the beach and returned to its owner after decades. The gold ring, engraved with a high school class year, had become buried under sand before a passerby spotted its gleam. Local responders traced the ring back to Crete, Nebraska, and notified the astonished former student. She said the ring reminded her of friends and prom photos long tucked away in the attic. She never thought she would see it again. The finder shrugged. Yes, he's better at finding treasure than he thought. So there you go. Finally, in San Francisco, a coyote made history and puzzled biologists by swimming to Alcatraz Island, the first documented case of the species reaching the infamous former prison by water. Cameras captured this sleek canine paddling ashore, its wet fur marking a bold West Coast crossing. Experts say coyotes are adaptable, but this aquatic outing was unprecedented. Ferries slowed as passengers watched the lone coyote sniff around the rocky perimeter. Park officials noted no harm to visitors, but encouraged respectful wildlife viewing. So there you go. Locals joked that Wile E. Coyote might prefer prison tours to urban hustle. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. That's what we have for you this hour. And right now we have Floyd Kramer. Sorry, I had to reach a long way. So the last farewell on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Boy, this hour is really a winner, isn't it?
relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
relaxing and easy. With Jeff Love in the Last Waltz there. And before that, we had Harold Winkler with a tune called Eye Level. And David Whittaker did Summer Samba. Do you see what I'm doing? I'm playing summer songs to warm it up a little bit, get the air temperature up above my age, preferably, anyway. And then the Gordon Franks Orchestra was in there with Love in the Open Air. You know, sometimes with Parkinson's, I have trouble speaking properly, and it sounds tickish, or I do something weird, and so on. This hour has been full of those blunders, so we play the following.
Kino tata, kino tata.
Oh, no.
Kino tata, ha, ha.
It's the wrong one.
It's the wrong one.
Yes.
Kino tata. Kino tata.
Huh. Do you need to practice?
That's it.
Okay.
Stop the music!
Ha-ha. We'll try it again next hour. How's that? Okay, well, just moving on here. Here's Frank Jaxfield in Too Much Heaven. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Mancini's going to take us to the top of the hour on the Silver Streak. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
is a production of PBRTV.com.